Recently, I read three books: Pride Climbing Higher, Stories by LGBT People from Nepal, Mardi Gras, a collection of photos from Australia, The Last Conception, a story about an East Indian American woman, which reminded me that we are all deeply connected. In Pride Climbing Higher, Stories by LGBT People from Nepal, Creative Nepal, 2014, editor and writing instructor Chad Frisbee and his associates put together a moving collection of stories by people who have sexual and gender minority identities in Nepal. In Power from the Inside, Simran Shurchan writes poignantly about being transgender. When I arrived in Nepal, my heart would not allow me to return to Pokhara because my parents would force me to marry a girl. I didn't want to ruin someone's life, my wife's life, so I hid in Kathmandu. In front of the mirror in Kathmandu, I took off my clothes. I looked at my body. I felt that my soul was in the wrong body. I realized that I had to wear what my mind and heart wanted. The very first time I wore the clothes I wanted to wear since childhood, a woman's casual attire, I felt like a magician's wand had touched my body. I became a lady. Mardi Gras, 2014, Sonia Friedrich, is a beautifully done collection of photographs from Australia. There are no words to accompany the photos, but there is something about a man in a gold lame nun's habit or two men wearing mostly sparkles and holding hands that is undeniably gay. There are also photos of drag queens with pink hair and a pretty young woman waving a rainbow flag and a sign about Christians supporting equality through marriage that looks absolutely pedestrian in this context. The Last Conception, a novel by Gabriel Constance, Melange Books, 2014, is a mystery of sorts about a lesbian couple who get together and have a baby. But will their plan work? And what about one of the women's tradition-bound East Indian family who she finally comes out to? A major part of the mystery lies in the religious beliefs of the protagonist's parents. As Savarna, their lesbian daughter, says, "But Mom, Dad, doesn't this sort of thing go against all your religious beliefs? I mean, I'm not trying to put a damper on anything, but I'm a little confused." In The Last Conception, the main characters discover many of the challenges that lesbian couples face when deciding to have a baby. Plus, it has the added dimension of family expectations based on culture and tradition. It reminds us that we can never leave our past behind. This is Janet Mason with commentary on queer life and leisure for This Way Out.